Hello everyone, this is the first episode of Let's Talk. Don't ask me how I came up with that name, it's kind of late and I couldn't think of anything better. Basically, Let's Talk, name pending. The daily series where I give you as much insight as I possibly can pump into an audio feed about whatever specific unreleased title, doesn't matter if it's AAA or indie or whatever, all in one take. Kind of like if someone asked me, hey, what do you think about blah blah blah, which I kind of get quite a bit actually. It's kind of my response to that. Anyways, I've been said to be pretty knowledgeable about the games I play, games I don't play, pretty much everything about games, and I hope it's true, otherwise this is kinda going to suck. So yeah, I don't plan to drag on forever, so hopefully these will turn out to be nice bite-sized audio portions you can maybe listen to on your break or something in case you want to know a little bit more about the games you may or may not want to be purchasing in the near future. Bear with me, since this is the first time I've done the whole talk with yourself for 5 minutes thing, so to keep me occupied, I have a spinning dog on my computer monitor. Yeah, I'm a weird dude. Let's begin. Let's Talk Episode 1 features a game called Rise, Son of Rome, which is currently being developed by Crytek. It's made possible by CryEngine 3. If you watch the trailers, you know. The setting takes place during the height of the Roman Empire, and if I still remember my history, it could be anywhere from like 30 BC to 400 AD. But I'm not a historian, so those numbers could be way off all I know. While the game isn't completely historically accurate in terms of the characters and stuff like that, Crytek did a really good job portraying the setting, as well as the violence of a concept called Total War, which, if you don't know, is a type of warfare where you throw every resource at something, from soldiers to civilians, and you basically fight to survive. Yeah, it's kind of a brutal time. So even before continuing listening to this, yeah, I know, I'm like drawing you away. If you get squeamish from playing brutally violent games, you know, with beheadings and removals of limbs and throat stabbings, this title isn't really for you. Mind you, because of the time this game takes place in, the violence in Rise is quite fitting and appropriate for what you're playing, and that'll likely be one of the few times I'll probably ever say that in a Let's Talk. It's a quick insert. The Rise Facebook post today, I saw it, it's kind of weird, claims 250 gallons of blood in the first level. I better get that. Goodness, I sound like a fiend. Anyways, on to the game itself. In a nutshell, the game will follow the story of a man named Marius Titus, from early childhood all the way to when he becomes the leader of the Roman Empire. Ah, spoilers! Actually, not really, I'm joking. I mean, at the start of the level, you do start as a centurion. You start as a centurion in the Roman army, and a good chunk of the combat system will have you commanding your legion, which I remember correctly is the 14th legion? That was also in the Facebook post. Thank goodness for memory. So, the game does use a quick-time combat system where you are prompted to push certain buttons to initiate some pretty sweet combat executions. All of which are kind of brutal, actually. The only issue I find with these types of systems is they often do get stale after a time, but Crytek claims there's like 100 or 1,000, can't remember correctly, god I'm so bad, of combinations and intense executions to keep you engaged. I'm willing to bet all of them are fairly well crafted too, because, you know, a majority of the game's cinematics as well as the sequences are done through motion capture. And if I do recall, the company who did it, I kind of read a write-up on this. The company is doing Rise is the Imaginarium Studios, and they've done some really good work in the past. I mean, if you're familiar with Rise of the Planet of the Apes and The Hobbit, then they did work for that. Hobbit. Oh, Gollum. Your greatest triumph will be putting Andy Serkis in the polka dot suit. That's totally not Hobbit. So yeah, with all that said, I'm gonna guess the game's biggest selling point will probably be its cinematic and theatrical value. That draws from hearing somewhere that at least 15 of the main hero characters are done via motion capture, which means a great majority of your campaign cutscenes will be at the highest cinema quality, and you know, I can definitely respect that. I mean, a violent game where the characters and actions mean nothing doesn't really make for good storytelling. So I'm kinda glad that Crytek decided to invest in this type of tech. Motion capture is sweet, especially in video games, and Halo did a good job, even though you can't really see the Master Chief's face. Really, yeah. Anyways, yeah, so I'm just gonna leave it at that. So yeah, in terms of multiplayer, I've had very little to try it personally, even having seen it at the last E3, but I heard there's a wicked co-op mode where you and another player will try to complete challenges in the Roman Colosseum. I think that's pretty cool, because I'm definitely not looking for a competitive multiplayer in a game this gruesome, and cutting off my friend's arms and stuff like that. Okay, maybe that does sound fun. Goodness, I am a baby. But anyway, I'm sure Crytek does have plans for that. I believe the multiplayer portion will be broken at launch, and when I mean broken, I mean it won't have all of its features until a later date, but they could have changed that by now. I'm just giving you what I know off the top of my head. And back to the Colosseum feature, one of the most interesting features about it is your ability to create your own challenges in arena styles, and being able to send them off to other players to do, or putting it in their online network, which I'll talk about later. So people can, like, download your challenge and try and do it. And, you know, I think that's pretty cool, too. Another multiplayer feature, though kind of indirect, is the use of the Xbox Smart Class, where you can track yours as well as your friends' achievements and see what they've done recently in the game, or, you know, ever. Yeah, it's kind of like another leaderboard, so what? Well, you know, it's a little bit more than just a regular leaderboard. It's kind of a little more advanced than that. You can actually play back some of your best moments in terms of combat executions, kind of go to your friend's profile, play back their best moments, or kind of see how they did a specific level, how they do it faster than you, you know, stuff like that. Kind of fun stuff like that, instead of just like scores and stuff. So yeah, all of this can be viewed by anyone who checks your profile or when you check someone else's profile, so you can kind of show off all the cool stuff you've done. I mean, that's not really a pure multiplayer feature, but it's a really kind of outside feature for those that don't exactly like the whole multiplayer thing. It's kind of like a, hey, I did this faster than you, blah, blah, blah. Oh, how'd you do it? Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. So, yeah. Did I leave anything else? Oh, yeah. Kinect. So, if I recall back in 2011 or 2012, this game was originally supposed to be a Kinect-only game for 360. I don't quite remember the project title. That's not of relevance anymore. We all know it's Rise, Son of Rome, and that's the release title. So now it's pretty much a next-gen Xbox game with the Better with Kinect sticker. You know, it may sound cheesy, but I actually got to try out the Kinect feature of the game at E3, or I got to see it, whatever. And it's really intuitive, actually. Basically, you'll only ever use it to control your army. Optional, of course. A simple hand gesture, or throw some arrows at them! And, you know, they'll basically follow your commands. I kind of find it superior to, say, clicking a button on the D-pad and telling your army to do whatever, because the whole point is being able to do the complex executions. I don't know if they're complex, but, you know, being able to carry on with your quick time event while commanding your troops. So, you know, maybe there'll be an instance where you'll be slicing a dude in half and then sending arrows after him just to make sure he's dead. I don't know. If you're that type of person who just has to make sure he's dead, maybe you can do that too. So yeah, well, that wraps up this episode of Let's Talk, mainly because I don't know what I've left out, and I have nothing left to say, really. I mean, I guess if you're looking for a gruesome but relatively historically accurate, in some sense, game, Rise is kind of for you. So yeah, Crytek's Rise, Son of Rome, will make its way to Xbox One as an exclusive launch title on November 22nd. If you pick it up, come back and let me know how it is, because I'm really curious, and since I'm picking up Dead Rising, I know, I'm talking about Rise, and I'm picking up Dead Rising. I won't have time to play Rise on launch, so I hope you guys will tell me how it is. Also, if you found Rise and the Rome to pertain to your interest, I definitely recommend you check out their free graphic novel, which is available on their website. It's also linked in the post. It's called Rise, the Sword of Damocles. It's a fairly good interactive graphic novel. Also, I posted the story trailer as well as the making of trailer on the post. I definitely put a lot of references in the post if they are needed, as well as a little bit of extra information. So don't forget to check out the post on www.gamies.com. This is episode 1, so you can find these. So yeah, if you enjoyed listening to Let's Talk, tell your friends, and don't forget to stop by www.gamebeats.com, where I'll be posting more episodes of Let's Talk Monday through Fridays. Yes, I too need my weekends. If you want a particular game covered, comment below, and if you have any suggestions, please let me know. I want to make this the best it possibly can.